forever.
Dog. This week on Let's Go Otsuko, we play Seeing the Unseen, and Is This a Cult or Just an Org? With our guests, Alonzo Duralde and Anita Sarkeesian.
Let's Go Otsuko, a woke Japanese game show.
Ame ame hure hure kasan ga ja no me no de o mukai ureshii na pichi pichi chapu chapu ran ran ran.
Was that as painful for you as it was for me? That is an old Japanese song. That is like a Japanese, what, folk song? Japanese old song about the rain. It's pichi pichi chapu chapu. It's supposed to be the sound of rain falling, okay? It's raining right now in LA. It's raining right now. It's cloudy, which is kind of a rare occurrence here, you know, rain. At the same time, the world around me is in chaos because everybody's canceling things. Coachella's canceled. South by Southwest is canceled. It's an international pandemic. If you just woke up today for the first time in a couple of months, there is a virus going around and things are getting canceled that require crowds to gather for the safety of people. And now you're all caught up. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. I hope you had a nice rest for the last 2 months. So things are getting canceled. NBA canceling seasons. Baseball canceled their season. But Let's Go Otsuko, we didn't cancel because I record this part, at least, out of my home. I hope you all are taking precautions and caring for each other. If you have an elderly neighbor that might need help, reach out to them, okay? Not everyone's lucky. People aren't able to go into work, have a source of income, so it's a time of need for everybody. I was thinking today about the people on disability, for example. My mom's on disability. She only gets like $800 a month. But she's lucky because she has me, she has my grandma, she has my husband Ryan, you know, to be able to bring groceries to her, whatever she needs. So it's a time to put on your empathy caps and think of others. But with that said, I'm still able to find ways to try to find levity in situations. I mean, that is my job, right? And I enjoy doing it. That's why I do comedy. And so today we have a really fun guest for you. We have Alonzo Duralde and Anita Sarkeesian. We're playing some games. I'm testing their street smarts today. So enjoy the episode, okay? Stay safe, all right? Take precautions. And don't forget to laugh when you can. I'm so stoked to be here with my guest. He is the host of Linoleum Knife, the podcast, and is the film critic on The Wrap, Alonzo Duralde.
Hey, hi, Otsuko.
Hi, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And of course, with you here, I'm also with Anita Sarkeesian, who is the host of the Feminist Frequency Radio.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you so much for being here. I know that you know exactly what you're in for.
We did not talk about not knowing what we're doing today.
We're here to talk about having names that begin and end in vowels, right? That's the theme of the show.
Oh, yeah. Sub theme of the show. You know, it's always good to, you know, sometimes just go in not knowing.
It is. You know, yeah. I'm here for this. Amazing thing or disastrous thing, whatever.
The journey really is what's important.
Yeah, I just want to spend time with you.
All that happened was an email was sent out. You both said yes. And
it's amazing how podcasting works.
Yeah. And you know, just
literally
LA.
LA is the town where you meet someone and you're like, hey, will you be on my podcast?
Totally, totally. My interaction with people is just someone says hi and I go, yes, I will be on your podcast. Even though they were going to ask me just how are you doing?
Yeah. Why wait for the ask? You know it's coming.
You ever look around in traffic, just oh my god, all these people sitting in traffic late to podcasts.
That's totally what's happening.
That's what's happening. And so why do the research? Just get on a podcast. Who cares what it's about? All right, today we'll be talking about the elections. No, I'm just kidding. God. No, joking.
We all just were like,
only references, you know. You know, so this is a quote unquote woke Japanese game show. Let's Go Odds Go. Mm-hmm. You know, just to give you a little background. You know, I grew up watching Japanese game shows. My parents met on a Japanese game show, and so unfortunately, I was born to do this. I said, well, I should do one too. But, you know, in a podcast format, you can't do like the slipping and sliding. Also, I don't want to put people through that. That's not woke. You know, it's
very generous of you.
It hurts people. It's body shaming. And
did your parents meet on like a romance game show? Like
it was a dating Japanese game show. Wow. Yeah. Very
stakes
simple.
Were high.
Not as exciting as like Love Island or The Bachelor. It was literally like the men were lined up on one side and the women were lined up on the other side. And the men got to ask like, number five, I have a question for you. If they answered, you know, to their liking, then they get to go on a date.
Sounds like Tinder.
Sounds like, sounds
like I was going to say Red Rover, but same difference.
Yeah, it's more apps, Red Rover. Like, it sounds just as simplistic.
I feel like Tinder is less, Tinder is more freeing. Like there's more options in Tinder than the situation
you can always
described.
Ignore people.
You can ignore people, yeah. My mom had to be like, ugh. Because my dad asked. They're not together anymore, so it's fine. But
but without that show, you wouldn't exist.
Without that show, I wouldn't exist.
And here we are podcasting. Yeah. Yeah, the Lord 2020.
Woo, yeah, patriarchy. All right. Thanks, Dad. Thanks, Japan, you know. No, literally, the women couldn't ask any questions.
Oh. Are you serious?
It was the men asked. They had
metaphor
to respond.
Metaphor of the game show.
No.
Yeah, Grant, you know.
I think we need to
That was not. That. It was a not woke Japanese game show.
It was not a woke Japanese game show. And so I was like, well, let's change that. So now today you are both on a date. I'm just kidding. Okay. Oh, no.
I was about to ask, is that what's happening here?
No.
I don't think I consented to this.
No. It's just,
you're both on a date with Otsuko, though.
It's just it's games in this Fair ever-changing enough. World, how we navigate things that are constantly changing, you know. All right, and hopefully we all learn something at the end of this.
Oh, wow. Stakes are high.
I want to play a get to know you game really quick with both of you. Yeah.
Ooh, love that. Ooh,
live audience.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll start with Alonzo.
Shoot.
All right, this isn't for points, it's just a get to know you game. Which movie would you rather watch in 3D, watch in the first row of the movie theater, or have to watch on your phone? Okay. Cats, 1917, Parasite. It's all pretty intense.
Wow. I'm gonna go 3D on Cats.
3D on Cats. Yeah. That's fun.
Having attended a rowdy Cats screening, like I think that is the wave of the future for this movie. Like it will have a whole a ninth life, if you will, as an audience participation jam. So yeah.
Yeah.
So then I guess I would
then
watch.
Then it becomes like the Broadway version.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like you're there. You know, they're coming out of the audience.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say for Parasite, front row. Just you know. Because that house, I just want to be in that house.
Right.
And take it all in. And so, yeah, 1917 on my phone.
On your phone. That's an intense movie to watch on your phone.
It is. But I think because of the intensity, like I might as well just like, you know, right. give myself a break. Because I have seen it. So, you know, it right. would be a second viewing.
We know. You've seen it all. That's what you do. No. Okay. You heard it here first. Alonzo would watch Cats in 3D, 1917. On his phone, and Parasite in the very front row of the movie theater. A nightmare, truly.
The cinematographer for 1917 just had a heart attack. He's like, did you not see the sweeping single shot?
He won an Oscar. He'll be fine.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They're all fine. All those guys. All right.
So many guys.
All right, Anita. This is different. This is not about... movies. Which mic would you let stay at your house?
Ooh.
Sleep with, because we're mature here. Mm-hmm. Or have to go to Disneyland with? You got Mike Pence. You got Mike Bloomberg. You got Governor Mike Huckabee.
Oh, ooh. God. Why don't I not get the movie questions?
Well, you know, Alonzo has to watch Cats in 3D. Like, you know, I don't know.
Oh, this is the worst.
Oh, is it?
Did you hear today? Well, not today. When this came out, the Bloomberg news about the horrific stuff that he says to his female employees.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I missed that.
Is one of the options to throw him off a cliff? Is that an option that you forgot to read?
No, there's a go to Disneyland with.
You can always push him in front of a monorail.
Yeah. Okay, so it's go to Disneyland.
Wait, what does he say to his female employees? Okay.
He told one very rudely to kill her fetus, if I'm remembering correctly.
Oh, Jesus.
Someone was pregnant and just said, kill it. I believe. I could be saying all of this wrong. There was another one
that was pro-choice.
There was somebody who was getting married who was like, and he asked if the guy was like deaf and blind or something. Like just really just
got it.
There's a whole video compilation of this stuff now online. It's amazing.
There was a couple other ones. I heard it on the on Democracy Now! Today, the day of recording, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm ill prepared.
No,
to
today
that.
Is the 18th.
It's the 18th. Mm-hmm. It was sincerely horrifying though. Like I, as someone who lives and breathes patriarchy all the time, I was just like, Jesus! And this guy's running for president. He'll fit right in.
Yeah. So what you're saying is you would go to Disneyland with him, or let's stay at your house.
Let's stay at my house. And what was the third one?
Sleep with you. Don't have. It's not intercourse. You can sleep next to them.
Oh. Well, okay, Mike Pence, I will
I'm just
sleep
curious.
In the same bed with just to piss him off.
Okay, yeah.
Because,
yeah.
You know, his whole like.
A protest now.
Would his wife have to be involved? Yeah, it's a pro. Yeah.
Karen
I've taken one for the team just to make him mad.
Will Karen, mother be
Karen
around?
Will definitely be there.
She'll be there.
She's
cool.
In the room.
She'll hang out. She'll just stare aggressively.
Yeah. She can sleep in the bed too.
And then I guess Huckabee will have to just be in my house at some point.
Okay, you'll let Mike Huckabee stay at your house.
I will trap him in the bathroom. You didn't specify where in the house. He'll be trapped in the bathroom for the 2 minutes that he must mandatorily be in my house.
2 minutes. Okay. There are many ground rules here.
There's so many rules that I'm establishing.
Okay, got it.
I don't know how I ended up at Disneyland with Bloomberg, but I suppose it is the best opportunity for injury.
I mean, he probably has a...
It's very true.
And he probably has a fast pass. He's a billionaire.
Yeah, and you might lose him. You might lose him.
Yeah. Mm. Like, but then he'd be subjected to all the people who are happy at Disneyland, you know?
Oh,
I feel like that might be an injustice on my part. But there you go.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. With that said, Anita reluctantly is going to let Mike Pence. She's going to sleep with Mike Pence.
I'm going to share a bed with
share a bed with Mike Pence.
Protest
go to
snap.
Disneyland with Mike.
Bloomberg,
and then Mike Huckabee, 2 minutes in her house, in the bathroom.
He's gonna teleport into the bathroom and out of the bathroom, and I'm never gonna know that's what's gonna happen.
Because it was so quick.
And, you know, teleportation is still a questionable technology, so he might just disintegrate in the process of this happening.
That's
Knock
true.
Wood.
Yeah.
If you cover your bathroom with acid that eats human flesh, he will definitely disintegrate.
Yeah, I mean, that might accidentally happen.
Yeah.
I really feel like we turned this question around.
Yeah, okay, so into a positive. It. Yeah, see, we're about optimism here. Okay, you heard it here first. Mm-hmm. All right, okay, which means, Grandma, what is it time for?
It's time for the first game.
Thank you so much, Grandma. It is time for the first game. It is time for the first game. Now, this means this game is 4 points. How do you all feel so far? Do you feel okay?
Feeling warmed up.
Confused?
A little tense. We'll see how it goes.
Tense. Lost. It's just the first game. There's another game after this. And then if you all tie, there's a tiebreaker.
Mm. Fancy.
Again, these bagels are up for grabs. Don't know what you're into. But if it's just carb and cream cheese and... two things a lot of people can't eat, so whatever, it's there.
We are in LA, after
it's
all.
There, okay? Just letting you know, I thought of you.
I got yelled at for eating on the mic once on a podcast, so I'm very afraid of doing it now.
No. Because
apparently people really, there are, you know, obviously there's the ASMR people, but there's, they're like polar opposite who have the phobia about hearing those sounds.
Yeah,
we don't
want to hear it,
So yeah, so I just, I never let myself do it anymore.
Oh my God. See,
I don't want to be yelled at.
See what trolls do?
Yeah.
See what trolls do to people?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds weird to listen to someone eating on a podcast.
You're right.
Unless that's the pot. Should we start? a food eating podcast. People just listen to us to eat amazing food.
Yeah, and then so the people who want it can go seek it.
Yeah.
Right. People who don't can avoid it.
Yeah.
It's very easy. Well, that's true. Instead of sneaking it on people. I've totally had people eat on the podcast because it was okay part of a challenge.
Oh, well. Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, that makes sense. It's
gotta get those points.
Yeah. I am now banned from
food challenges.
Twitter. No. Okay. All right. Here we go. Okay. Okay.
Also, that podcast name is available. Food Eating the Podcast.
Oh, it is? Oh,
that Thank you for looking that up.
Damn In case it. You want it, it's there.
Cool. Or a colon. Okay.
Okay. So, you know, I always think, you know, day to day, like, I'm pretty susceptible to things. You know, I say yes. I'm a kind of a pushover, you know, and so I worry about other people who are kind of like me. You know, in this challenge called Just an Org or a Cult, you'll have a minute to tap out of a possible cult situation. There's people out there, you know, street canvassers, if you want to call them that, you know, trying to get you to join things, right? So in this minute, you want to stay in as long as you can. If you tap out and it wasn't a cult, you lose, okay? Does that make sense? And if you do tap out and it was a cult, you're all good. You get to ask questions during it. I'll be playing the person approaching you.
Gotcha.
So we want to leave if it's a cult and we want to stay if it's not.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And you have a minute to do this. Okay, so we'll...
You have to survive a minute.
Let's have you two play rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first. It's rock, paper, and then draw on scissors. Okay, ready? Rock, paper, scissors. All right, so Anita won, which means let's have Alonzo go first so you get to watch how the game is played, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, Ryan, you want to put a minute on the clock?
There's a minute on the clock.
Okay.
Starting.
Hey, everybody, this is the B-Man, old BW from the World Record Podcast, and I'm here to let you know that me and my co-host, the A-Train, a.k.a. Hershey Hellman, took over office hours live this week. We came into the studio. We made it our own. We wrecked the place. I stole one of Tim Heidecker's guitars. So check out Office Hours Live on your podcast app of your choice or at youtube.com/Office Hours Live this week and see what happens. Or go to worldrecordpodcast.com and you can watch the videos or join the Patreon, patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. Enjoy the show.
It's showtime.
No.
Okay. Oh, hello, sir. Hi. Hi.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. I wanted to tell you a little bit about our group. We're trying to, we want new people. Anyhow, we were started by a white man. We are on an all-vegan diet.
Tap.
Oh,
man, you're out.
Bold.
Was that because of the rules or just because you didn't want to get in trouble?
I just didn't want to be in a group with an all-vegan diet. So.
I would like to high-five you for that choice. I think you should win immediately.
Wow, that was really fast.
That was record-breaking fast.
I mean, I wouldn't want to stay in that group either. That cult, really.
Asian woman telling me about a white guy starting a group that's a vegan. I none of this can end well.
Yeah, and just my eyes are crossed while I'm telling you. Just like, everything's great. I'm telling you. Okay, all right. You tapped out. This was Moby's Restaurant.
And that's called Little Pine on Rowena.
That's right. The Angeles. Next thing was all proceeds of our money do go to a charity. It's another charity.
It gets worse and worse.
I still support your choice.
Which is true. I support your choice as well. I would also tap out because it sounds like a trap. For me, it would be a trap. I'd be like, a white dude, vegan diet? What? He's definitely collecting Asian women.
That's good.
This Grandma. Is on Moby.
Yes.
This is Grandma. Not good.
Is there sleep deprivation involved or, you know?
Probably, actually.
Because we know that they're not getting enough protein.
Yeah, you get tired. You get tired. You're so weak. Yeah. You know, you can't get your full sleep. I don't know. Sorry, vegans.
You can send all your hate mail to Otsko Comedy on Twitter.
I got a bunch of the vegan hate recently.
Oh, you did?
They're
mad.
Well, let's clarify. The like aggressive animal rights people are a very special group of people that are very mad about a lot of things.
They are.
Because Joaquin Phoenix I don't know if you knew, but during the BAFTAs, he did a very lovely speech about racial injustice in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And then during the Oscars, he talked about how you shouldn't drink milk. And I was like, oh, cool. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, he switched it. He was like,
Your world stage.
Exactly. I already did the race thing. So
animals are equal.
Yeah.
But on the good news for the animal rights activists is that the legendary Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills is closing. I keep seeing ads for this. I'm the ancient person in a room always.
No.
I was growing up, the original Hollywood Squares, like the Paul Lynde era Hollywood Squares, one of the like gifts for the winner would be like some beautiful mink coat from the famous Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills. So no matter where you grew up, if you watched that show, you'd heard of that store. And then I forgot that it existed. And then I was watching TV recently and kept seeing all these like going out of business sales for Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills. I was you guys stayed open till 2020 as a furrier. Like, that's pretty impressive.
It is,
But it is the end of an era. Yeah.
Right.
End of an era.
Yeah.
No more Dicker or Dicker.
Yeah. A lot of people watch Oscars.
Yeah.
Maybe there's little dickettes.
Did y'all feel that Joaquin Phoenix's speech, though, at that point, when it was a pretty... He looked like he was in a hostage situation, didn't he?
He sounded more like an actual Phoenix.
Yeah.
When he was talking.
Which stage of the Phoenix, though, you know? Towards the end of it, right?
Yeah. Kind of like...
About to turn into ash.
It was just in heat. Couldn't find a partner. So it's turning into ash as it's winds blowing the Santa Anas.
Yeah. That's very accurate.
And he's like...
That speech did start. I thought it was going to be along the lines of what the BAFTA speech was. He was going to talk about like sort of Hollywood hiring practices or something. And then when we got to cows, I was like, oh, okay,
yeah,
we've taken a turn now. All right, these are the speeches. This is where he goes back to Leaf Phoenix.
Wow. As long as we don't go back to River Phoenix.
All right. Too soon.
No, wait, he did bring him up, though, right?
He mentioned his brother.
Yeah, but that milk, though.
That milk, he does not like the milk.
Yeah.
Well, with that said, let's see how Anita does in this situation. All right, we got a minute on the clock.
We have 60
ready,
seconds
Anita?
On the
you
clock.
Saw what happened? All right.
Starting now.
Hi, miss. Hi. Hi. I would like to tell you about our group really quick today, if... You don't mind?
I'm a little busy.
You actually don't have a choice. All right. So we are also founded by a white guy.
I'm out.
There's a diverse...
Sorry, I'm not going to ruin your show, but I would have been out.
Okay. Yeah, she would have been out, but we do have a diverse group of members.
Do you?
It's important to
us. Can you tell me all of your board members?
It's important to us. I can't quite tell you that right now because I don't have them all like memorized right now, but... I can tell you a little history.
Sure.
We started in Indianapolis, but moved to LA, and then San Francisco. We have a chapter too. So big cities, cool cities. Then to ultimate paradise, some would call it. We are affiliates of Disciples of Christ, who are Protestants. We are believers, you know.
Cool. So what do you want from me?
I would like to see if you would like to join us as we find, you know, paradise together. Our leader is a mind reader.
And that's time, ladies and gentlemen.
Did I just join a cult?
You did join a cult.
That was
I felt bad that you tapped out so early that I wanted to like see where this was going, but I was like, this is obviously a cult.
Oh my God. Well, okay. Because I was like,
I was just really sincerely like, where is this going? At what point do you want my children?
So what was that, by the way?
That was Jim Jones, the People's Temple.
Oh, wow.
Damn it.
So there was the paradise.
Your podcast sucks. I'm like sleeping in bed with Mike Pence and I just joined a cult. Like, what the fuck?
I knew they were big in San Francisco. I didn't know they came to L.A., the People's Temple.
They were in L.A. as well.
Oh, okay.
L.A. temporarily and then San Francisco. Gotcha. And then... to paradise.
And then Guyana.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was going to end on. We did declare bankruptcy. Yeah. But that didn't diminish our core values. Yeah. And then Kool-Aid.
I kept waiting for you to mention Clearwater, Florida.
Oh, right. Clearwater, Florida
All right. Are we ready to jump right into another one?
Okay. All right. So far, we're at 0 points.
We're at 1-0.
Well, I
He tapped out.
He tapped out.
But not a cult.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Zero, I'm so zero. Sorry.
I tapped out in a restaurant.
I keep deciding that that's a cult.
I mean, the restaurant sounded terrible.
Hello. So.
I'm feeling like I have to repeat the rules of this game. Just so you know, in a minute, you have to tap out if it's a cult situation.
Got it.
Judges.
If you stay in and it's a cult, you do not get a point.
I think we're doing the podcast wrong.
We broke
it. I think this was my fear.
So far, y'all are making some dicey decisions. I mean, all right. Look, it's okay.
I live in LA and I'm podcasting, so I feel like...
Tell me something I don't know.
Yeah. You're right. Okay, let's see how Alonzo does on his second round. Okay.
Join a cult with me.
We have 60 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
Starting now.
Hi, sir. Hi. I was wondering if you would like to join us
to
paradise.
Really?
Look how happy I am. We have programs. We have programs. Memberships are very expensive, but no matter how much you do it, you just have to pay the same price. So it's not like, you know, the price ever goes up.
And what do I get for this price?
Oh, you know, happiness like me.
Tap.
Wait. Are you sure?
25 seconds to spare.
You didn't want to hear the next part?
Sure. I mean, I'm out of tapped, but say it.
It's mostly white women.
Oh, shit.
Could I have bought a Lululemon franchise?
It's a yoga class.
I've lived here too long. I'm suspicious of everything.
Your cynicism.
Look,
it's showing.
Look, again, I don't blame you. You know, someone come out to me that happy, I'll be like,
it's too much.
You don't know me.
I don't trust it.
Do you know when people walk down the street and they're just smiling?
Yeah.
It's creepy.
Yeah.
It is.
I'm troubled by that.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Who are you trying to convince? Yeah. You?
Yeah. The happiness. I think happiness is definitely scary than anger sometimes.
Keep it inside.
Yeah.
Because anger, at least I can hear what you're mad about usually. Because you're cursing somebody or cursing a car. But happiness
is a treasure. Bury it.
Yeah. Unless you have a sign on your chest that says, I just moved here yesterday.
There you go.
I don't believe you.
And you still think you're going to have a chance at something. That's so cute.
I know.
Dreams haven't died yet.
Well, with that said, we're still at 0 points. Okay. Good try. Okay, all right, Anita.
60 seconds on the clock. Starting now.
Hi, Miss.
Hello.
Hi. God, all these people out canvassing today, but listen to me.
I'm going to.
Okay, so our group is invite only. We're also mostly white, but are trying to diversify. I swear. Okay. There's a big gathering once a year that you would be invited to.
Are you a Scientologist?
Well. I'm not. There's a lot of money involved, though, in our thing. there is a hierarchy, but you can climb the ladder to more important positions.
Are you Landmark?
No.
You sure you're not a
like
Scientologist?
Sex?
I have a lot of questions.
We're not Scientologists. But do you like sex?
Sometimes.
Me too, sometimes. Well, a lot of sex
depends
happens.
On the sex?
Yeah. If
they're
it's
not
good,
all winners.
If it's good. Yeah. I agree with you. We like good sex too, but we have a lot of...
I'm going to join a cult again, aren't I?
No.
God damn it.
No, this is just the Oscars.
Yay.
Big gathering once a year, mostly white, but trying to diversify.
Oh my God.
Where does the sex come in?
You know, I just Oscars after party, people get laid.
That Vanity Fair party.
Celebrities, hot.
They're all looking hot.
Yeah, Benicio del Toro and Scarlett Johansson in that elevator or whatever.
Yeah, who knows? It's just like Colin Jost. What? Hold my man, you know? Let me have my fun in this elevator. Yeah, I think a lot of sex happens, hopefully. Anyhow.
You're like, I really want that to be true. So that when I arrive, it will be a norm and a standard for
me. That's what
it is. Right. Yeah. Yeah, right. When I
well, I'm this happy explains about
your Oscar fan.
You got a point. So am I now you in a cult that, but I can go to the Oscars and I can then try to get Oscar people into my cult.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this that, overlaps.
So it's you're like saying stacking. The Academy is a cult then?
No, I'm saying that I am trying to turn the Academy into a cult.
Oh, boom, nice. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
You take something that feels like a cult already. It's easy to change. Yeah, because their mindset is already like, we need a leader, you know?
Their attempts to diversify I really enjoy because they're like, on stage, isn't it funny that we're all white? So let's get all these people of color to perform for us to pretend yeah. like we're going to do something and totally. Then not do anything.
Yeah, two black queer people to start off the show.
And let's shout out some great black movies that don't actually get any award noms. Cool.
Yeah, no, somebody said online that the theme of this year's show was we're embarrassed by the nominations too.
That's seriously. So funny. Look, someone had to say it. All right. Okay. We got 1 point so far. Two
yes.
more.
Reigning
two more.
Champion.
How are y'all feeling? Can we do two more?
Woo!
Let's do it.
We have 60 seconds on the clock.
Okay, Alonzo, this is your chance. Okay. Maybe you can
now.
Get a point.
Around.
Okay. Hello, sir. Hello.
Yes,
hi.
Miss.
Hi. I'm just going to say it. We were founded by a misogynist. Okay. But look. We are a multi-level marketing company. Self-described. So other people aren't calling us out.
What's the product?
Well, the product is actually it's an more like feel good, you know, the main emphasis is to have people experience more joy in their lives, you know, or at least that's what our founder wanted for us.
Uh-huh.
I could tell you a little bit about we started in Albany, New York.
Uh-huh.
We have, you know, it's a man that started it, but we have many female recruiters like me, you mm-hmm. know.
And where did it move to after Albany?
It stayed there, but, you know, it made it to Hollywood via particularly a celebrity female one.
Uh-huh.
They do brand women.
Oh, time.
They do brand us.
Oh, God. Did I get sucked into the whatever, the XL
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, NXVIM. How do you say that? Nixium?
Nixium.
Nixium.
Wait, what is that?
Damn.
Nixium.
I don't know what this is.
The actress from, like, was she on Full House or something?
She was in, what?
Is she the one that's getting the child?
Smallville. She was in
Smallville.
Anna knows this.
That tracks.
Smallville actress was, like, the celebrity female recruiter that the guy got. It started in, Albany. I forget what exactly their thing was, but he would brand women.
Right.
Shut up.
Yeah. So it was like property.
I thought this was going to be with the Mormons. You know, that's why I asked where, because I thought if it was via Salt Lake City.
I would like to clarify that when she says brand women, she actually like hit her leg. And so like literally brand.
Literally. Like hot piece of metal.
Hot poker kind
of. Yeah. Yeah. And I think it was around.
Not like, you know.
The hip.
The cool woke Japanese brand. Japanese game show brand, like actually branding like
an actual like a cattle.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So what do they do?
It was a sex cult.
That's right. It was a sex cult. There was it started as like a multi-level
pyramid scheme.
Right. It was a pyramid scheme.
So I love that they're like, we are a pyramid scheme so that you don't ask questions
about
the sex
cult. Exactly.
Yeah, damn. It's tricky. I mean, a lot of these things, like there's a lot of like what is it? It's not lap over. English isn't my first
overlap.
Language. Overlap. There's a lot of overlap over. Oh, it's back. Overlap. There's a lot of overlap with like similarities, you know. Mm. But anyhow, okay.
We have 60 seconds on the clock.
Unfortunately, Alonzo,
I am killing it here. Yes.
Look, it's okay. There's still another game.
In terms of
this.
Actual homicide.
Yeah. All right. We have 60 seconds on the clock.
Okay, Anita.
Starting now.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
We're mostly white, but definitely trying to expand.
There's a lot of you out lately.
Yeah. It's just we get founded and, you know, I'm into it, you know, obviously. That's why I'm talking to you. We self-identify as Christians. We've gotten in trouble before for incest, but we're sober.
Cool.
So we're not like big partiers or anything. So we're always like clear mind. We're sober.
Is this the Catholic Church? Are they sober?
Oh, no.
It's like they're not, right?
The women in our people outnumber the men. Girl power.
I'm out.
Oh, okay. You are.
I'm tapping out.
Okay.
Is this right. The Mormons?
This is the Mormons.
Oh. I mean, debatable.
Debatable. Are they actually feel like... or not?
Oh, I would vote yes, but that's just me.
I would vote yes too. Except
also I tapped out when you said there's more women, which it feels very that was not, I didn't mean to do that at that part, but
no, but yeah, only because of yeah, polyamory, poly
I think
polygamy,
the thing,
polygamy, like, polygamy.
The sorry, poly people.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah.
I meant polygamy.
Yeah, like no the Mormons, I think, are this example of like I always say, like if Scientology can lawyer up and hold on for like a couple hundred years, ooh, then they'll become the Mormons.
Yeah.
Like they'll become this thing where like, well, I guess you're a church now. Mm-hmm. I guess we have to take you seriously as a religion, even yeah, though your origins make no sense and you know, which ones do, you know.
They just need to last longer.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Cause I mean, like the big three obviously are now centuries old. And so they have like an oomph to
some
them that
clout.
these new guys are only aspiring to. But the Mormons have just in the last like 20 years or so, I think, crossed that line where they're like, well, no, you're yeah, a thing, I guess.
We totally have to,
yeah.
But do they still hate black people or have they decided?
No, they got over that one.
Okay.
But they don't like 70s. They don't like the gays so much.
Oh,
still,
yeah, yeah. Cool, yeah, cool.
So,
yeah,
they're
cool,
pretty much consistent with all religion.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, there's a joke in the Book of Mormon that like that in 1979 God changed his mind about black people.
Yes, oh, yeah. It is in the 70s they allowed black people to join the church. Yeah, yeah, I
that's
think.
So kind of them.
So I mean, technically
the black community is like, really?
I feel like I should get a point for this because yeah, I'm well, just saying.
You know, we can.
Mind you, I think Catholicism is a cult. So Mormons, yeah, don't get mad at me. I'm an atheist. I think this is all, you know, like a sham.
And thanks, Mitt, for what you did.
Should we go for it? Call Mormonism a cult?
Game recognized game.
Ryan, should we call for it? Call it and say Mormonism is a cult?
I, as a atheist and the son of a
preacher,
a preacher who's on TV, will say definitively that this is a motherfucking cult.
All right, so that's 2 points for Anita. Okay. Does Grandma have anything to say about that?
So Atsuko, is Ryan the only boy who could ever reach?
You are not stupid.
She says you're not stupid.
Exactly.
Is Ryan
the only boy who could ever reach you?
Wow.
Because he's the son of a preacher, man.
Okay, oh, that was, yes.
That was a very late joke. Yeah.
No, I got it. But you got to know the song.
No, that's good. Son of a preacher, man. You are smart. I love it. Gorgeous. Okay, how do we feel? We got Anita 2 points ahead. Alonzo, you feeling good? You know, we've seen people come back.
Hope springs mm-hmm. eternal.
That's right. I agree. We're going to make this one worth
3,000 points.
215.
Wow. So there really is a chance to win here.
Yeah.
You get a table. And you get a bag full of bagels.
And if you win this one, either you get 217.
Fuck yeah.
If you win this one, you get 215.
I want those points.
Wow. All right. Okay, Grandma.
It's getting serious here.
What is it time for?
Second game.
Thank you so much, Grandma. It is time for the second game. In this game called... Actually, Alonzo was the judge during this game for the live show, but now you get to play it. And actually, there are kind of different rules this time.
Okay.
There are many hit movies where a lot of beautiful, dainty, hot people struggle to get what they want. But what about the folks who barely made it onto the camera? In this game, you'll have a minute to describe what your character... Mm-hmm. Specifically, that wasn't written into the movie, but now you will be, okay, was up to in these iconic scenes from hit movies. You'll be scored based on how good of a scene you build based on an article I found online called Rules of Writing a Good Scene. According to this article, the scene must hit these key points. Reveal one new piece of key info. Give the scene just one goal. Okay, it needs stakes. Include a visual action and give the character one true choice to make.
This is so involved.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
But we're gonna show you the scene that we assigned you. Okay, one at a time, and then you'll have a minute to sort of try to hit these points. Okay, for rewriting the scene with now your character involved. All right. Let's see. We had Alonzo go first last time, right? So let's mm-hmm. have Anita go first.
All right.
Do you have the clip?
Mm-hmm,
Anita?
Yes.
I've assigned you this scene from Frances Ha.
Oh, fuck. I never saw this movie.
Okay, so really quick, right, just a refresher. I'll give you like a little background, okay? Hold on. Ryan, will you stop it really quick? Sorry. Frances is a quirky New York girl who just wants her best friend to stay her best friend. When she and she's just so cute and so quirky. When she breaks up with her hipster boyfriend, she needs a place to stay. And in came Adam Driver and friends to her rescue. Anyhow, so this is just a quick scene of her, you know, oh, being so cute. I'm so cute.
She's such a manic pixie.
Yeah.
Cool.
And now she just runs through the streets of Manhattan. There she goes. Through her day. Skirt on top of jeans. Running past people, running past people.
Oh, now she's skipping.
She's skipping.
Oh, now she's running again.
She's also a choreographer, so she's also like a dancer. She's like, you know, people with luggage.
I'm getting tired of watching her run.
Oh, she just did a split jump.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
She's very.
Oh, why slow. Not some spins? Yeah.
I actually heard good things about this movie. I just saw it. Not making me want to see it.
you oh, should.
She's spinning.
I love
it.
Yeah.
She's spinning. And she's at her new place. And God, life's pretty easy for me. Okay.
Did you?
All right. I didn't mean to say that last part. No, it's cute. It's a cute movie.
All right.
You know, but sometimes for me, this is just for me. Sometimes I'm like, it's hard to relate sometimes with certain like mumblecore-esque movies where I'm just like, you're cute, everyone wants to be your friend, but you just want, you know. Anyhow, I won't make fun of it. Anyhow, okay, now, all right. Having seen that scene, right? So it's like Manhattan, she's running through. What's your character up to?
All right.
Okay, so we got a minute?
A minute.
We have a minute on the clock.
And really quick, what's your character's name?
Let's Aubrey.
Aubrey. Okay. And what's Aubrey doing during this?
Aubrey is running behind her.
Oh, she's running behind Frances.
Yes. And Frances doesn't see this happening, but Aubrey's
not
running behind her.
Yeah.
With a kind of look of angsty panic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so Aubrey, Frances is completely oblivious to this. Aubrey's running and running, and you're like, who is Aubrey? What is this? What just happened? The music shifts a little bit.
Oh, okay.
You know, but
she's angry.
Bit, yeah, she's a little like chasing her in the stalking sort of way. So the stakes are that, like, who is this person that just appeared?
Right.
And so the visual action is running.
Okay, she's running.
Yeah,
she's running. Angry.
So then
has changed.
When she gets to the end, when she walks in her front door, she goes in.
Oh, yeah.
And Aubrey comes up the stairs. Frances still doesn't know she's there. And she stands at the door staring and is deciding whether she should knock or not.
Oh, okay.
Right.
And whoa, what an epic ending.
Wait, hold on.
That was my one true choice to make.
To knock or not.
To knock or not.
Oh, my God. So much suspense.
I have so much more backstory for this character.
Yeah.
I'm on pins and needles.
Oh, wait. Is she going to kill her? What? Why is she
Can I
angry?
Get more information?
Okay. I'm curious to hear. Okay. I'm curious to hear.
I have
rest.
Enough information for the game, so please continue.
Okay. Right. But this is just for funsies.
You were saying that she's trying to like keep her best friend, but Aubrey thinks that she's Francis's best friend.
Oh.
And so Aubrey is chasing after Francis to be like, hey, friend. But it's also a little bit. Like, whatever. And Frances unfriended her.
Got it.
Previously. And so when she gets to the door, she has a small moment of, am I being a stalker?
Mm. Wow. That's very relatable. See, that's more relatable to me. Than Frances saw the movie.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah. Because I'm Aubrey.
If Aubrey had a tagline, what would it be?
Yeah, like if she had like...
We're best friends forever.
Whoa, this is terrifying.
So relatable, though. I mean, Frances unfriended her, you know. It made her question their friendship.
Yeah, like fully blocked on Instagram and everything.
Yeah.
It was real.
So basically, this is Ingrid Goes West.
What?
She's Aubrey Plaza.
I don't know what you're talking about. No, that was a good movie.
Oh, look, you know, you can, why not mash up movies?
Sure.
I mean, yeah, I like that.
Everybody.
But what is there, five stories in the world?
Pretty much.
So there you go.
Ingrid Goes Ha.
I love
Ingrid Goes West Village.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, exactly. Oh, that was gorgeous. That was gorgeous. Give it up for Ingrid Anita.
Goes two I think blocks. I should maybe start a new career as a screenwriter.
Yeah, there you go.
That was saying. Good.
I feel really motivated.
I was intrigued.
This.
I was I was like, oh shit, there's another person
yeah.
behind her. You know?
Yeah, see?
Watch angry. Music changes, you know. I saw
love
it all.
The music
I saw
shift.
It all. Okay. All right, Alonzo, you saw what
oh man.
The
okay.
place what Anita just painted. Okay.
All right.
For you, I have assigned you this scene from Snowpiercer. Just a refresher. Okay, Chris Evans' character fought his way to the engine of the train to right. confront Wilford, the train's creator. Here he is telling Namgoong, his like Korean friend, his deepest, darkest thoughts. Now let's say that you're kind of like a new person on the train.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know how. Maybe you got dropped off in a package because, you know, the train. Okay, anyhow. Let's just watch it to refresh, okay?
You know what I hate about myself? I know what people taste like.
So your character just walked in.
I know that babies taste best.
Okay, and we'll end it there. All right, so wow, you know, what a beautiful, hot, you just see this hot dude, you know, saying, you know what I hate about myself? I know what people taste like. I mean, honestly, give him an award. He had to say that, you know, and followed up with, and I know that babies taste the best.
So
okay, all right, okay, hold on. We got 60 seconds on the okay. clock.
Hold on, I need a minute for 60 seconds for me.
Okay, do we have the okay? We have the list in front of you to refer to. Okay, great.
60 seconds on the clock, starting now.
So my character is Herman.
Herman.
And he's a waiter
oh, uh-huh.
on the train, uh-huh. and he's standing there with a menu. waiting to like offer it to Chris Evans, but then yeah. walks in the middle of that monologue instead. And so, you know, his goal is to get Chris Evans's dinner order.
Right.
but the thing that what Chris Evans doesn't know
yes.
is that they're out of babies.
Oh no.
So right. the stakes are what how does he explain to him
yeah.
that baby is not on the menu that night, that right. the kitchen is out, and even though that's yeah. his favorite thing.
Right.
So visually uh-huh. he's like he's trembling
he
a
menu.
Bit as he's uh-huh. putting the menu down because on the top written, you know, they scratched out baby
yeah.
under the specials and ooh. Said, sorry, we're out.
He might be mad. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, yeah. yeah. And so he has to figure out like, you know, he has to make the choice of like,
yeah.
does he suggest something else?
And oh, does he suggest something else? Oh,
yes.
Okay. Wow. Wow.
Wow.
That
question
was,
marks.
Yeah, that was very like, that was a interesting scene that I... Sorry, I'm still laughing. The stakes are high.
Yes.
Because we know what Chris Evans is able to do.
Yes. We saw Knives Out.
He killed a bunch of people, mm. right? Mm-hmm. Your character probably has seen that.
Because he did not make a reservation, but they were going to give him that table because yeah. they saw what happened in all the other cars.
I'm curious, what other things are on this menu at your restaurant?
Yeah.
Herman's.
You know, there's the teen...
At. Teen,
senior,
baby, teen, senior. Yeah,
yeah. You know, yeah. They you know, they kind of go with what they got. You know?
Yeah, yeah, like a young adult curry.
Sure. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Okay. Great. Amazing.
Undergrad.
Undergrad puree. Is
a little tartar.
Now, yeah, you know, cannibalism. I just sometimes in sci-fi, there's a point where I can't relate anymore because,
short and greenish people.
I shouldn't laugh about it. There are people who do eat people out there still.
Yes, but fewer than you'd think.
No, for sure, fewer than you think. What's Herman's catch line? Does Herman have a catch line?
Do you want fries with that?
Amazing.
Yes.
And,
yes.
But don't ask what the fries are.
Oh, okay, Ryan, gamekeeper.
All right.
What are
yes.
you thinking?
Well, first of all, I'd like to just request a little update. How many points was this?
215.
215 are on the table, yes.
Because I know what I saw too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I'm curious to hear you. For me,
well,
I feel like they both hit all of them.
Yeah, I mean, we have so we reveal one piece of key information.
Yeah.
I think that Herman was a waiter, mm-hmm. was a key piece of information about knowing his character. Mm-hmm. And Aubrey was
a friend of Francis's mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. got unfriended.
Yeah, give the scene just one goal, which we have the one goal would be to give Chris Evans another option. Or do I, for Aubrey, his character?
Do I knock or not?
Do I knock or do I not knock? Include stakes. The stakes are pretty high.
Yeah. In Herman's case, actual steak.
Actual baby steak.
Infant steak.
And then in Aubrey's case, the stakes are high because the music, I guess, shifts. What was the stakes there on that one?
Well, she's chasing after
yes,
a bitch.
Yes, right, exactly. And I would
she
say
chasing
that,
after a bitch.
I would say the angst, panic, run behind, as it was referred to as, mm-hmm. Was also maybe a visual action, mm-hmm. whereas trembling hands was also quite the visual action.
Yeah, it was very
and
visual.
And then give a character one true choice to make.
They both made choices.
They made choices.
Yeah. So they both all of get, them were hit. Yeah, yeah.
So wow. We do have a winner of the show.
We do have a winner of the show, though. Even though both of you got 215 points for the
I
singer.
Feel better, you know, with that kind of...
No, know. Look, and granted, I agree with you. I would tap out anytime someone says, this is a vegan-only group, okay? You all made great choices throughout the show.
Great
but we,
choices
we must
all
name a
but
winner.
But who was the winner?
We must name a winner.
With a score of 215 to 217.
Anita Sarkeesian is our winner for Let's Go Woke Japanese Game Show for this episode.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness.
Drink milk if you feel like it.
Drink. Yeah. And
if you want, you know, yeah. if you don't, if it makes you feel bad, don't.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That's
yeah.
my speech.
Eat meat if you want to. Speech. Eat vegan if you like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't eat babies.
Yeah,
don't
but don't.
Unless it's veal.
Thank you.
Yeah, yes, that's the exception.
Yeah, but other
suckling
than that,
pig, you know, but not sure. No humans.
Yeah.
There's not enough supply of baby that we'll be mm-hmm. able to feed
no.
you. Okay. No. All right. Okay. With that said, hold on. You do get to choose two here. Things out of this gift bag.
Oh, there's like I look at it or I just grab a thing.
You know what? Look at it, and then you get to choose a gift for Alonzo as well.
Oh.
I'll play some ASMR in the background during this.
I'm going to give you a chin-up mask.
Oh, gorgeous. Chin-up face mask.
Is this really a plastic knife?
Self-care. Oh, yeah. The plastic knife is not supposed to be in there. Yes.
Look at all these.
V-line chin-up. What is a V-line chin-up mask?
Lifting and firming.
Okay.
Nice.
Hopefully it goes under the beard, but, you know, yes, for sure.
I mean, you could also probably put it anywhere on your face.
This is also true.
Yeah, that's true. Just, like, put it on wherever you feel like.
Yeah, you feel like you had a dry spot on your shoulder? Slap it on there.
Oh, here. Cool. I'm going to have a chin-up face mask, too, and you can see the visual of what you're supposed to do.
Whoa.
We're going to have really firm chins.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
What do you think the beard is for?
Well, show your chin, because you're going to have a tight-ass fuck neck. Nice to see you, chin and neck. All right, amazing. Okay, well, with that said, Alonzo and Anita, where can people find you? Do you have announcements?
I'm at A. Duraldi on Twitter. A-D is in David, U-R-A-L-D-E. And I pretty much link to my three podcasts and The Wrap and other stuff that I do all from there. So that's the best place to find me.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I am at Anita Sarkeesian on Twitter and Instagram. Feminist Frequency Radio is my podcast. And also, if I can, we are actually about to launch a help hotline for people in the games industry and community. So if you are a gamer and you need some support, we are going to be there for you. And
amazing.
You can find out more at gameshotline.org.
Amazing.
Very cool.
Go find them. Go Woo. Find them. I've been Otsko and Ryan.
I've been Ryan.
Thank you so much. That's it. Bye.
Bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcast.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.